My wife and I flew to Paris on some family business early this week, just in time to see French TV pictures of Americans in a bar beating their chests and pouring French wine down a drain. Allons! All to demonstrate their distaste for the French rallying opposition in the United Nations to a U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. My wife and I made our own principal demonstration by buying a bottle of French wine and pouring it out slowly into a couple of glasses and draining it down our throats. Nations like people tend to act in their own self-interest. From the French point of view, opposition to toppling Saddam Hussein by force can seem utterly obvious. France is Iraq's largest trading partner. France is miles closer to that part of the world in which the war would take place and has a sizable Muslim population of its own. Perhaps for those reasons and more, France is that much more anxious about inflaming public opinion in many Arab states. Opinion polls show that 80% of the French public support President Chirac's campaign to avoid war. In a democracy, it's hard to argue that any policy supported by 80% of the people isn't what the government has to do. But the view in France can also be more complicated. Half of President Chirac's own majority in the National Assembly are urging him to abstain but not actually cast a veto against the U.S. and Britain in the Security Council. Some of that view is emotional, an instinct to support those nations who bore the brunt of freeing France during World War II. One deputy says, "We should not tear apart this friendship to save a tyrant." But the feeling is also practical. Despite recent jokes about the French being white flag-waving panty waists, France is actually among the most pugnacious nations in the world. It often sends off soldiers to change regimes in smaller states, especially former colonial possessions in Africa. French soldiers are on just such a mission today in the Ivory Coast. Now, the French don't ask permission from the UN Security Council before they fly off to rearrange the furniture in some foreign capital. Some French politicians fear that holding out for a UN vote on preemptive action in Iraq could establish a precedent that would interfere with France's own campaigns abroad. U.S. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has been widely chided in France for referring to the country as part of old Europe, but President Chirac may have committed his own gaffe when he called Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic infantile for opposing the French position on Iraq. If they want to diminish their chances of joining the European Union, he said, they could not have found a better way. Does that kind of crusty self-possession sound familiar to Americans? The U.S. and Britain didn't sacrifice to free France in 1944 just to make it a dumb, silent client state, but to make it once again France, magnificent, impertinent, irritating, and free.
Est-ce gourdé rien qu'un instant la goualante du pauvre Jean que les femmes n'aimaient pas, mais n'oubliez pas, dans la vie y a qu'une morale, qu'on soit riche ou sans un sou.